Thank you, Mordecai. Good morning and good Kodesh, everybody. Mordecai, I'll grab one. First subtopic is Tainus Esther, so let's get right to Tainus Esther. In order to really understand Tainus Esther, it has to be in the background of four other fasts, which we'll call the middle four fasts that revolve around the Churban. Tisha B'Av, we know, we commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Asara B'Teves is when the enemies surrounded Yerushalayim. Shivasa B'Tam is when the walls were breached. And Tzom Gedalia is when Gedalia ben Achikim was the governor of Judea, was assassinated. And there was a glimmer of hope amongst Klal Yisrael that it quickly, the Beis HaMikdash would quickly be rebuilt, and it didn't happen. And therefore there was terrible mourning. And I stress that those four revolve around the Churban, and it's a national public availus of Klal Yisrael. However, there is on the one polar Yom Kippur, which is the Araisa. If we eat on Yom Kippur, the mezid or drink, we're chayv karis. And on the other polar, what we'll say is the most lenient fast of all is Tainus Esther. And Tainus Esther is very unique and different than all the other fasts. In what sense? Firstly, let's begin. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that there was something called Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was a scroll that recorded 52 holidays of minor nisim that happened during the Beis HaMikdash. And on the day of the Nais, it's usher to have a Tainus or a Hesped the day before and the day afterwards. So the Rishonim are bothered by Akasha, the Ron and Tainus, which we have in the Mar Mekoimus. He asks Efrek Akasha, he says, how do we have Tainus Esther? The Gemara says, but when Megillas Tainus, once the Churban Beis HaMikdash took place, all those 52 holidays were nullified with the exception of Chanukah and Purim. And therefore, the Ron asks, if Chanukah and Purim was not nullified, so why is there a heter to fast the day before Purim? There should be an Isser to fast the day before Purim. So how do we have Tainus Esther? In its origin and source, it's very difficult. So the way the Ron says it, and the Sefer Eshkol really says it, Dr. Soloveitchik pointed out to us that it's really not the Sefer Eshkol. It's a compilation of Gedolei Achronim. And the Nachal Eshkol on the bottom of the page is a parish on that Gedolei Achronim. Sefer Eshkol, Dr. Soloveitchik or not, is a different Sefer. But nonetheless, the formulation is given that the Isser of Tainus before Purim or Chanukah is an Isser of Aveilus, a Tainus of Aveilus, a Tainus revolving on mourning. But if the Tainus is the Tainus of Simcha, then there's no problem. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik Tzatzal said, that we must formulate and articulate Tainus Esther's label is a Tainus of Simcha, Mamish. Its label is a Tainus of Simcha. It is not sadness, it is not mourning, but it is Simcha. We don't have to get to Simcha through eating and drinking and fressing. We can get to through Simcha through davening and through learning, and that's what Tainus Esther really is all about. In fact, Rav Zhulti Tzatzal wants to say pshat in the Rambam, when the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Megillah, that Purim, reading the Megillah and Purim will exist when the Mashiach comes, he writes, Yemei Purim. So Rav Zhulti interpreted the Rambam, not only will Purim exist, regular Purim and Shushan Purim, but also Tainus Esther as well. Tainus Esther, why would you fast when the Mashiach is coming? Because the Tainus has nothing to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Tainus Esther is integrated, it's a chelik of Purim. Just like Purim will exist, Tainus Esther will exist. And therefore, we view it as a Tainus of Simcha. And therefore, it's not a breach of that din of Megillas Tainus. And therefore, it very well might exist, said Rav Zhulti, if you interpret the Rambam like that, that we will have Tainus Esther also when the Mashiach comes as well. Based on this, we know this year, Halacha L'maaseh, that we will be makdim Tainus Esther, will fast it Thursday, God willing. Now, we have a cloud in the end of Tainus, Yoma Peranusa L'makdiminin. When Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, what do? We push it to Sunday. We want to push off a day of calamity. We don't want to have the day come close to us. We want to push it away. So we push it away, we push it to Sunday. Me'echa Teisi, the Tainus Esther, it comes out that we fasted, we're makdim it. We're never makdim a day of Peranus. So L'maisa, it's very fascinating. I have in the Mara Mekoimus here, if they have the Mar Mekoimus here, L'maisa, I don't think they put it in, but I asked them to put it in, it's not here though. But if you look in the Mordechai in Megillah, the Mordechai in Megillah writes an amazing Lashon. Yeah, it is, right here. See number one? Number one, the very end of the paragraph. It says, Ma'akrin v'lo makdim mishum puranusu. We always push a fast till Sunday. Writes the Ma'ari and the Machzashek on the bottom of the page in the Mordechai, if you take a look in Megillah, about sometzerlo puranusu. The day of Esther is not a day of calamity. In our articulation, like the Sefer Eshkol and the Rav Zatzal, basically it's a tainus of simcha. It says in the first, about sometzerlo puranusu. It's a yom simcha. It's integrated with Purim. It will last for Zman HaMashiach. It's not a breach of Megillah's Tainus. Memeila, we have this phenomenal Chiddush that we view Tainus Esther Lamais as a Tainus of Simcha. It's fascinating. I think everyone has been familiar with Yom Kippur and Purim, the comparisons. It's fascinating. Fascinating. You have Yom Kippur on one polar, which is the most common fast, and you have Tainus Esther on the other polar, which is the most lenient fast. The Ramah writes, even someone who has an eyeache, koavei nayin, does not have to fast. We don't find that kula by any other fast. You might have to make up the fast a different day, but you have a p'tur if you have an eyeache, you don't have to fast. What's fascinating about it is that we find there's comparisons between Tainus Esther and Yom Kippur. In what sense? Normally we have a mandate of the mitzvah of chinuch. We have to mechanech our kids in all mitzvahs. But the Ramah, the Shach, and Yordaya all claim Ein Chinuch L'Avelis. When it comes to Avelis, Rachmana Litzlan, we send the child to school. Unless they want to sit at home and sit Shiva. But Al Pi Din, Ein Chinuch L'Avelis. And the Beis Hillel on the side of the page of Yordaya writes, the reason being is that Nihugi Avelis are in Yonim of Tshuva. Rachmana Litzlan, Mishemes B'Chabura, Yidah B'Kola Chabura. The whole Chabura has to do Tshuva and introspection. But a cut is not mechuyev in mitzvahs. Membeil is no din avelus. Ein chinuch lavelus. Halacha lomaisa. Ein chinuch lavelus. What's pshat with the Mishnah in Yuma though that says mechanchin kids to fast? Because Yom Kippur's fast has nothing to do with avelus. In fact, Yom Kippur's mevatel shiva. The Mishnah says in one cotton. If the levai is completed before Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur's mevatel shiva. There's a mitzvah of simcha, the Miri says on that Mishnah in Yom Kippur. The Tziv writes, the Suda Mafsekis fulfills the mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Kippur. And therefore, it's Mavapal Shiva. The fasting on Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis. The Melu, we're Mechanech our kids. There's a din chinuch of Yom Kippur's fast. So Rav Shechter Shlita wanted to say a Chiddush Niflu, which we're building up based on our Mahalach, that there's a din chinuch by Tainus Esther, because it's a Tainus of Simcha. By the middle four, Ein Chinuch LaAvelis. I get that shiloh all the time. In camp, there's no chiyuv for the kids under the age of bar bat mitzvah to fast. Maybe there's a minig to three fast before to try to get ready, but I'll peed in if they don't want to fast enough to fast at all. Nothing. That's the middle four revolving around a venus, and chiyuv lavelus. But by Yom Kippur, it's enough in the Mishnah. By Tainus Esther also, it's a Tainus of Simcha. And therefore, I tell my daughter who's below the age of bar mitzvah, she should skip breakfast for Tainus Esther. Skip lunch if she can. Al pi alochim, because we view it as a Tainus of Simcha. Memeila, it could be. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kodesh that there's a concept not to take a shower on a regular fast. Talmidim always ask me that, Rebbe, can I take a shower or sorry, b'teves? Halacha l'maisa mikra din it's mutter. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlach Kodesh, a bal nefesh should be machmer. Rechitz is one of the Chamesh in Nuyim. We don't have that by the other fasts, except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. But there's a chumrah, a bal nefesh. There's a concept, the Prima Gadim is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, not to take a haircut on a fast. Could very well be this chumrah of a bal nefesh, to be machmir, on taking a shower, might be appropriate by a Sarev Tevi, some Gedal, Yeshuvah, some Thomas, but not by Tainus Esther. Because Tainus Esther is a Tainus of Simcha. You want to take a shower before Kriyas and Megillah, you want to look nice, the Mishnah Berurah says you have Big Day Shabbos on for Purim. Maybe even if I have this chumer throughout the other fast, but Tainus Esther is a Tainus of Simcha, it would be appropriate if I could fast, if I could take a shower. Also, Rabbi Avadya has a chiddush, Zecher Tzadik LeBrocha, in his Sefer Yechaveh Das, where he paskins, and based on this Mahalach Rav Shechter Shlita has in his Sefer as well, that if a bris comes out on Tainus Esther, even if it's considered to be a Tainus Esther, that's Bismano, not Nivche. They bala bris would not have to fast. Only by Tainus Esther will we have that kula. Why? Because it's a Tainus of Simcha. Memele, It flows well together with the bris, and he wouldn't have to fast, even if it's a tiny sesa bismanlo. Yes, go ahead.
Actually, by Tisha B'Av, that's simcha, you also have that hetter.
Yeah, it's a shaila. It's a shaila l'maisa, machlokes rishona, but no one will say it when it's not nidchit. But tiny sesa l'maisa, even if it's not nidchit,
right,
we're saying, because
right.
The tiny sesa simcha. Memeile, yes,
so,
go ahead.
So, b'tevis, that falls on Erev Shabbos, I assume that the evening machmir would permit showering?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, for Erev Shabbos, it's a tremendous kasha. We paskin misanu mashlimin. Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's another shtukal Torah for another time, Asar B'Tavis itself. Halacha L'maisa. What's the pshat with Asar B'Tavis? Because Asar B'Tavis, the Avudram has a drosha from a pasuk in Yecheskel, that if Asar B'Tavis would come out on Shabbos, it would take a Shabbos. The Rav thought that Avudram was a toast. He thought it was a misprint. But I pointed out to the fellows in Shir, the Talmidim, that Dor Sameach held against the Rav. Dor Sameach held that Avudram stark, because Gemara is a shayl and Irvin daf men. If you have a yochid that's makabel a tainus on himself on a Friday, the Gemara is a shayla, does he have to break the fast before Shabbos or can he go into Shabbos fasting? The shayla. So frek Dor Sameach, why did the Gemara present the shayla by a tainus yochid? Present the shayla by a tainus sibor. Zok Dor Sameach, what's the only tainus sibor to come out on Friday? Sorry, but Davis. And according to the Avodrom, even if it come out on Shabbos, you could fast it. So certainly you go into Shabbos fasting. So you see, the Dor Sameach took the Avodrom seriously. He didn't say it was a misprint. Why is it that a Sorba Tevis is special? Because that's the beginning. The beginning of Pronus is the worst. It is the most. That was the beginning of the process. That's why it would be Deutsche Shabbos. Okay, so getting back now to Tiny Sesper. So Lamaisa, how many Nafkaminas have we said so far? Number one, in its origin, we can fast. It's not a breach of Megillah's Tinus, because a Tinus of Simcha, not a Tinus of Avelus, number one, based on the Sefer Eshkol and the Ran. Number two, we can be Makdimit, because at the day of Simcha, we have no problem fasting it on Thursday. Som Esther La Pronusu. The Lashon of Mari Machs Eshek on the bottom of the page in the Mordechai. Number three, even if you have a Chumra, we said, of the Bala Nefesh of the Shlach Kodesh, not to take a shower, but this is the Tinus of Simcha, it's different. Number four, we said, Halach Lamais, if you have a bris, even if it's on Tinus Esther, it's not Nidcha, it would also fit in, like Rabbi Vadia Paskins and Rav Shechter Shlita's Mazvir, that it would be no problem for the Bala Bris to eat. And number five, we said, there's a din chinuch of fasting on Yom Kippur, a din chinuch on what? On Tainus Esther. The middle four, the Rav Avraham Avelus, ein chinuch la'avelus. Number six, we said, the halacha, number six, we said also, that was the halacha, we said, number what? Number six was that Purim would, Tainus Esther would exist, bizman ha-mashiach, according to Rav Shulti's deep. So already we have six nafkaminis that Tainus Esther is fundamentally different. Want to add on? Yes.
And the eye. And the person in the eye.
Yes, excellent. Number seven. Thank you. Kov A9. The kul of the Ramah, that Kov A9 went out of the fence. Yashikoya. So we have seven nafkaminis right off the bat that speak fundamentally about the nature of Tainus Esther. Also, there's a fascinating Ramah. Halacha L'maisa, a very fascinating Ramah, that writes that normally, a friend of mine told me this, it's so important we know to always go to shul, we go to minyan, tefillah b'tzibur. But a fellow told me that he had a friend that in the office on one of the fasts was eating lunch. A nice fellow, very fine fellow, but he never goes to shul during the week. Davin's Bechidus all the time. He didn't know there was a fast day. So my friend said to him, you know, it's a fast day. He said, I can't believe it. It says in Shulchan Aruch, that's one of the benefits of always going to shul. You go to Tefillah B'Tzibur, but also you go to shul. It says in Shulchan Aruch that the Gabbai is supposed to announce when the time is going to be that week. But there are three fasts where you don't need to be machrus. Three fasts, the Beferish Ramah. What are the three fasts? Yom Kippur. Everyone knows when Yom Kippur is. Tisha B'Av and Tainus Esther. Why not Tainus Esther? Because everyone knows when Purim is. And the day before Purim is Tainus Esther. Except this year, that fellow also better go to Shul Mustam. He knows the din, though. So therefore, again, that fits in quite well because we're trying to build up that Tainus Esther is considered to be integrated. It's part of the day. It's a Tainus of Simcha. Menelev is a Tainus of Simcha. There would be no requirement to be Makrazit because it's part of what? It's part of ushering the day of what? Of Purim. This could be the following. There is a chumrah of some gedolei achrayim. They quote a Ramban Hilchos Nida, halacha lamais. They quote a Ramban Hilchos Nida that states as follows. The Ramban writes, if Rachmana Litzlan, a person it lives with a woman who is a Nida, the Ramban writes, he has to fast 40 days. And at night, he should not eat basar and drink wine. Lel tainis. That's what the Ramban writes. So on the bottom of the page, the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Torah Shlomim that says, what does Lel Tainis mean? Does Lel Tainis mean the night before? When does our Jewish halachic day begin? At night. So it's inappropriate if a man wants to fast and do tshuva that he's eating steak and drinking wine the night before. That's the first possibility, okay? But what's the possibility that it means the Laila after the Tainis? That means throughout this period he's got to eat milchiks at night. Except for Shabbos and Yom Tov, of course. But what's the svar to say that the night after the Tainis he can't break the fast with steak and drink wine? So the Piskei Tshuva quotes the Torah Shlomim that a Tainis has the element of a korban. Do you know at Mincha of a Tainis, it says in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in the shaded paragraph in the art school, at Mincha, there is before the second Yil Ratzon, before you take your three steps back, there's a paragraph where you say, Ribona Olamim, Master of the universe, the diminution of my blood and fats on this day should be as if I offered myself on the Mizbech. And it should be said, it's a Beferish Din Shmarach. Rav Koyin Shlita, our Rebbe, always points out to us that we should always remember to say that. I point out in Shul to the guys in the Shul that we should always say that paragraph, the Ribona Olam, because it's as if I'm offering myself to on the Mizbech. So you see that there's an element of Korbanos in a Tainis. It's like you can't be mak of yourself. We can't ma'abed atzmo das. It's a terrible issue. It's ritzichit, according to the psikta. But it has a din of kodshim. What's the one area in halacha in Shas that we follow the day, the night follows after the day, like
korbanos,
like korbanos, chulin pe gimel manav. By kodshim, the lail is holech achar ayom. So if a fellow's fasting and doing tshuva and introspecting, it's inappropriate to break the fast with fleishiks and eat steak and drinks wine. So there are achronim that take that ramah and extend it to every fast. Every fast, we're not allowed to break the fast with fleishiks. Every fast. Now, people recommend that healthy-wise, from a healthy perspective. You fast all day, you eat fleishiks, maybe not so healthy. But it could be halachic, nafkamina as well, that it is inappropriate. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah seems to say not that way, that the only fast it can't break with fleishiks is Tisha B'Av, because the Velus goes to the 10th by Chatzos, seemingly implying that any other fast the Mishnah Berurah would allow. But some Achronim take that Ramah in Hilchos Nida and extend it to all fasts. You could think, Zachat, say it's a limited din to that Aveira that person did. But other Achronim say, no, any fast day, and it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. That's what the Rav Zatzal said. The Rambam says he puts Hilchos Tainis with Sefer in the Arach HaZakah. He puts it not in Avelis, he puts it in Sefer Zmanim. The day of a Tainis is a day of introspection. The Isser of eating and drinking is supposed to set up an atmosphere where you do tshuva. I remember when I was a little boy growing up in Peoria, Illinois, I thought it was, I'd play ball the whole day and fast. I'd tell him, come home to my mom, look, you know, I'm such a strong guy. You know, Mr. Bruce says, I missed the whole fast. I missed the whole boat of the fast. The boat of the fast is not the Isser of eating and drinking, that you lose 10 pounds or 5 pounds that day. The Isser is that since there's an Isser of eating and drinking, you get more serious. There's more introspection. That's what a Tainis is all about. That's the essence of a Tainis. That's why the Rambam writes in Pirkei Avot Lachi Yudalit that if you forget to eat and drink a little bit in the morning, the Rambam says, Mashlim Taniso. So Rav Zhulti writes, what does it mean, Mashlim Taniso? There are kids that think, oh, you took a drink in the water fountain, oh, my fast is over because I took a drink by accident. That's ridiculous. The Rambam says, you still got to finish. Because the Isser of eating and drinking is to set up the atmosphere of doing tshuva. It's not the Isser Achil Vishdi. It's not Hilchos Macholos Asurus. It's in Hilchos Tainis. There's properties to the day. And that's why the Rav Zatzal held against Rav Moshe. Lel Shivasa B'Tamas, he said, you cannot have a chasana. That's when the 3 weeks begin. Rav Moshe said, the fast is in the morning. Lel Shivasa B'Tamas, you can have a chasana. The Rav said, no, we might be able to eat and drink at night. But the properties of the day, the 3 weeks, begin at night. And therefore the Rav argued, so you can't have a chasana. There are properties to a day of a tainus. It's a mixus yontif, where either it's a yom of cheshbon and nefesh, or it's a yom of kodshim, of korbanos. So we want to say a chiddush. The chiddush is, that's all well and good by the middle four. It would be inappropriate to break the fast in the middle four with fleishiks. Tisha B'Av, we know all pidin, but the other three as well. But on Yom Kippur, which is a day of simcha, I'm not recommending it health-wise, but if a guy wanted to break his fast on Yom Kippur with fleishiks, al pidin, even if he had this chumra, on Yom Kippur has nothing to do with aveilus. And also on Purim as well. After the Megillah reading, you could break it with fleishiks, even if you had that chumra. That's the chiddush that we want to present here. So Memeila, it comes out that this tainus is a beautiful tainus, and don't think that Slichus diminishes that. We say Slichus all day on Yom Kippur. It fits quite well with Simcha. Slichus doesn't have to equal Avelis. Slichus can be Simcha. On Yom Kippur, there is no Avelis. It's Simcha. It's spirituality. That's what Tainus Esther is all about. And if you look at number four, this is the Makor in Shas. Where is the Makor of Tainus Esther? So it doesn't say it anywhere in Shas, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think, Lamaisa. Not because I know Shas, but I think that's what the Gedolei Achronim point out. But there is a Gemara in the beginning of Megillah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that writes that there are different calendaric days that are good for reading the Megillah, from the 11th to the 15th. 14th and 15th is in Beferish and in Psukim. How do you know the 13th is okay? Because it's Zman Kehila Lakolhi. It was a day of congregation where all the Yidim got together. And if you look at number four, the Rush writes, the Feirish, that this was the marker of Tainus Esther. Halacha l'maisa. You see in the second line in number four, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Kilo Lakolhi, Sheakol Mis Asvin L'Tainus Esther. Everyone is gathered for Tainus Esther. Uboim B'nei Akfarim L'Ayaros, Lomer Slichos V'Tachanunim, Fishabo Nikolu L'Amod Al Nafsham, because everyone congregated to daven to the Eivishter, v'yutzrichim rachim, we needed rachim from Hashem. Chematzinu b'moishe. She'osed tainis, kishenilcham ba'amolek. We find also that when we made it, there was a tainis bin, we fought amolek, d'chsiv m'moshe aron, v'chur olu rosh agiva, v'darshinu m'sechus tainis, mikam l'tain esibur, sh'sorach shlosha. You need 3 leaders. Mikam nir l'Rabbeinu Tam, sa'ad. From here, and Rabbeinu Tam seems to, says, it's b'feirish, sa'ad l'tain esesher. It's a proof for Tainus Esther, Shano Osun, Kamosha Osu, Bimei Mordechai, the Esther, Kishenikulu, Hayahudim, Lamoda Nafsham, Lamatsinulo, Smach, Bashum, Makom, Elabakan. Oh, says Befeirish. The only time we find a marker to Tainus Esther in Shas is Da Bezim and Aleph in Megillah, and therefore it's a Zman Kilo Koli, and therefore the 13th of Adar is a legitimate time to read the Megillah. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, there are those that quote a minute to fast 3 days, Zecher to what they did, but Lamaisa, this is what I wanted to bring out, the beauty, the majestic simcha of Tainus Esther, and how different it is all the other Tanais, and we should convey it to our families. And it's a beautiful introduction to the Chag of Purim, and it's not Lamaisa considered to be a Tainus of Avelis, but rather it's a Tainus of Simcha, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, so that's the first subtopic we wanted to cover, and that's Tainus Esther. Let's move on now to the second topic of Sholach Manos. I wanted to mention, it's great to see my long chavrusa from Yeshivas, from Eretz Yisrael, Alex Berman. It's great to have him here. And we were chavrusas many, many years ago in the Yeshiva. It's good to see you. Okay, second subtopic is Sholach Manos, which is a beautiful mitzvah, we all know. But what's sometimes disappointing about it is that people go through these extravagant baskets and things of that sort, and we'll have to check to see whether they actually fulfill the mitzvah. So let's see what the dinim are regarding Sholach Manos. This requirement of Sholach Manos is mentioned in Beferish and the Pasuk, in the end of time, in the end of Megillas Esther, that, and I believe that it fits quite well because Haman saw that the Yidim were fighting. It was Am, Mefurad, Umufuzar, Beina Amim. They were separate, they were arguing, they were scattered. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Mordechai and Esther making the Takana, Hashem was masking, that let's have a mitzvah where people come together. And it creates, fosters relationships. and friendliness, to misaken that terrible atmosphere that existed. And that is the reason that is quoted by the Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Alkabetz. Reb Shlomo Alkabetz was the author of the Lechadodi. The Chasam Sofer quotes him, and he has a sefer, a beautiful sefer, a Perusha Megillas Esther, called Manos Halevi. That the first reason we want to present for Shalach Manos is to create Shalom Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. To be marba that. And we're adding on, it's misaking what existed during that time. That is the nature of the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. Is to be marba Shalom Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. To the best of our ability. Halacha L'maisa. To strive at it. That's why I tell my Talmidim, I think that it's a great idea to give Shalach Manos to a fellow on your floor who you really don't have a relationship with. You might know him by name, he might be an acquaintance. I remember I did that many years ago in college. I knocked on the door of a fellow on my floor, gave him the Shalach Manos. He said, what's this all about? He was so happy because we just, you know, knew each other by names. That's really what the mitzvah of Shalach Manos is all about, not to give it to your best friend. You give him a basket of fruit. Is that going to augment or foster your relationship with him? So that's the first reason given for Shalach Manos, the Manos Halevi. Number two is the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph says that the mitzvah of Shalach Manos is not regarding Marva Shalom Beram Chavero, but it's rather to facilitate that the impoverished Yidden that exist amongst the Jewish people should have food for their seuda. And therefore, we want to see to it that they'll have food for the seuda on Purim. So it has nothing really to do with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It has to make sure that they have food for the seuda. Therefore, the Trumas Hadeshen was asked the Shaila in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, can you give a person clothes to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalach Manos? Begodim. It's a small tshuva there. You know, Trumas Hadeshen was a late Rishon. And the Trumas Hadeshen paskins there that mana means a food. Mana means a portion of food to eat. Now, unless you're giving Shalach Manos to a moth, moths eat clothes, but human beings don't eat clothes, right? And therefore, he writes, since the nature of the mitzvah is to facilitate food for the seuda, you will not be yotze by giving clothes. That's the Trumas Hadeshen's Hagdara, and that's completely different than Manos Halevi. So, what I want to present now, Bez Hashem, is numerous nafkaminas that flow from these two reasons, and at the bottom line is that since this mitzvah is mentioned in Divrei Kabbalah, which is better known as Nach, there's a machlokas, the Balamor, and Rebart Saloni, and Rishonim, what's the status of mitzvah Divrei Kabbalah? Is it Kedivrei Torah Dami, or is it Kedivrei Drabonim? Well, my nafkamina, if it's Kedivrei Torah Dami, we don't say Safik D'Yeraisa, we don't say Safik D'Rabbana L'Kula because of D'Rabbana, it has a status D'Yeraisa, will be Machmer. And that's what the Ragachover writes in the Sefer, that any mitzvah regarding Purim, we should treat like it's a status of what is Divrei Kabbalah, and be Machmer on Sveikis, like it would be D'Yeraisa. Okay. So that's why we should be Machmer for both these reasons. We're going to give now, Be'ez Hashem, Nachyaminis, cases that show the difference between these two reasons, but we should try to be makra to fulfill both reasons. It's interesting that the Ramah quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tofrei Shadhei Sivdal, has a Chiddush Nifla. The Ramah. If I offer Shalach Manos to someone, and the fellow's mochel, says, I don't want it. No, thank you. It's very sweet of you for making the effort to come to my door. It's in the middle of number 7. Oh, mochel lo. It's enough for the Ramah. You're Yotze. Now, I've definitely fostered relationships here. I've spent time. I presented something. He didn't want it. Okay. But I did what I was supposed to do. Definitely showed that I care about it. I'm Yotze. But if you hold like the Trumas Hadeshen, that it's to facilitate food for the Suda, there's no way you're going to be Yotze. He didn't take it. I better make sure I give Shalach Manos to someone else, and he accepts it. That's a very clear nafkamina right off the bat. Number one. Actually, we already mentioned number two, giving clothes. You wouldn't be yotze, according to that Trumas Hadeshen. According to, if I give my friend an Armani suit, $3,000 suit, and I tell him, just make sure there's no shot in this, and get it checked, he's going to be very grateful. So, why not? That's Marva Shalom Ben Mechavero. Why should be limited to food? So if you hold like the Manos Halevi, one could say, Begadim, you'd be Yotze. That's a second nafkamina. Number three, very clear nafkamina comes up. The Ksav Sofer has a tshuva if you give Shalach Manos anonymously. Ilui Shein, it's called. If I give Shalach Manos anonymously, how is I Marba Shalom Beit Am L'Chaver? He doesn't know who gave it. Who gave it? He doesn't know that I gave it. But if it's to facilitate food for the Suda, I gave him a beautiful food. So certainly I would be Yotze. Okay, that's also. These nafkaminas wrapped about are very clear, crystal clear. There is a kasha, let's just mention it right off the bat before we get to the kasha. If you hold like the Trumas Adeshin, and I tell this to my Talmidim and the fellows in the shul, you have to try to at least give one Shalach Manos, which is bread and salami, or corned beef. Bread, where you food, mamash, you can be yotze the suda with. Now, what do you have to be yotze the suda? You have to have bread, you have to have meat, preferably in the ramen, that didn't mishte. Oaf is not enough. Schnitzel is not enough, according to the ramen. You have to have basar, boshim shot. And mishte, a bottle of wine. So the best Shalach Manos from the Trumas Hadesh's perspective is a bottle of wine or grape juice, let's say, challah and corned beef or salami. And therefore what? I fulfilled the Trumas Hadesh. Now if you hold like the Manos Halevi, I could give potato chips, I could give two different foods, we paskin, two separate foods, one food or one drink, or it could be two separate drinks. But it's got to be different types of drinks gets a little bit complicated, but certainly it can be two separate foods. We consider fruit, different fruits to be one food, the Poskim say. So we have to consider it to be two different foods or a food and a drink. Two drinks, red wine, white wine, many Poskim say, would not be considered to be two separate. So Lomais is better to do two separate foods or a food and a drink. But if I held like the Trumas Hadesh, it's got to be more than that. It's got to be bread, salami, and wine. Ideal. Okay. This brings us to the following kasha. Why is there no bracha on Shalach Manos? Interesting kasha, no?
For the same reason you don't make a bracha giving tzedakah.
Ah, excellent. The Rashba in Simen Yud Ches writes, why don't we give a bracha on giving tzedakah? So he says that the Ani might not accept it. So it'll be a bracha levatol. Frekta kasha Rav Agon Scheinberg Zatzal in his Sefer. Alex Berman is a Rav, Smiche. Rabbi Berman gave me the Sefer 25 years ago as a Matana. You remember that? Mishmeres Chaim. Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, the great Gaon, Frekta Kasha. We just learned the Ramah. You're Yotze no matter what. So if you're Yotze, by Tztok, you're not Yotze unless he takes it. But by Shalach Manos, I'm Yotze no matter what. So why is there no Brochet? It's a great Kasha, no? It's a great Kasha. So you can answer that kasha in one of two ways. The Rambam has a rule. Rambam has a beferish rule in number 11 I have in Pirik Aleph. This was a mistake. It should have been Pirik Yud Aleph Alokha Beis. Pirik Yud Aleph Alokha Beis. They photocopied Aleph. The Rambam of Sprachus writes that there's a rule. It's based on the Diuk and the Rambam. Any mitzvah ben Adam l'chavero, there is no bracha. We don't say a bracha on Bikacholim. We don't say a bracha on Nichum Avelim. We don't say a bracha on Achnasas Orchim. You never noticed that? The Rambam writes there's a rule. There is never a bracha on Mitzvah Ben Chaver. So if you say like that Rambam, you can answer the Kasha right away. Okay? Why that's so? We'll say a quick Hezber. They say from the Rav Zatzal, and I heard from her friend Shlita. You go to visit someone in the hospital. What if the guy's an Esrig? He's all going to bracha. Mitzvah Ben Adam L'Chaveru should come naturally. You shouldn't need a... What's the point of a bracha? A bracha is to focus you. When I do shake the lulav, it's not bad in practice, so I want to focus that it should be a holy act of a mitzvah. So what readies me to do it? The bracha. The Rambam compares birkas on mitzvahs to birkas nenin. The bracha matters me to do the mitzvah. Philosophically, it's not right that I confront Hashem with a mitzvah without readying myself. So I say a bracha. That's why the Notav Yehuda and the Rav Zatzal were against the Chassidish Minig to say hini muchim before every mitzvah. The bracha gets you ready. Even though I said in the Drosh of the Shabbos from the great Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech Zatzal, that B'Shem Kol Yisrael, you know it's included, Hinni Muchon Mezunah, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. You get all of Kol Yisrael together when you do mitzvahs, because we need that. We need the tzibor. He has a beautiful mahalach, that our mitzvahs are connected to our evarim, and we might have done avarim, a certain evarim, so how can we do mitzvahs? But when I invoke Shem Kol Yisrael, Then memela I can go, it's a shield, and I can engage in a mitzvah. That's what the Noam Elimelech says, the great tzaddik, the Kodesh Livracha. But the Rav Zatzal and the Noam Yudah held there's no reason, because the bracha matters you. The bracha gets you ready. The bracha gets you ready, beautiful. That's by mitzvah ben adam l'makom. But ben adam l'chavero, it should come naturally. You shouldn't need a bracha. It's antithetical to have a bracha. It's not right to have a bracha. So if you say like that, obviously Shalach Manos has been on the Chavero, according to Ram, no brach. Okay. But the Rashba, as you pointed out very astutely, doesn't hold like the Rama. Do you know the Rashba Net Tshuva goes down the list? He asks so many kashas. Why does this bracha, why does this mitzvah have not a bracha? Do you know even in that Tshuva, the Rashba and Yilches discusses why on the Sinus I get there's no bracha? Rashba. It's enough in a Rashba. He says, God forbid a husband ever should have to divorce his wife, but if he has to, that's a mitzvah. Why is there no bracha before Nisina Saget? So the Rashba writes, because it's a low plug. He says, most husbands don't give the get for the right reason, so Chazal made a Chacham Zichron and the bracha made a low plug, no bracha. But theoretically, there should have been. He goes down the line. Every mitzvah, he comes up with a different svara. Like you're a Mechamed. So ask a kash, according to Rashba, why is there a bracha on Shalach Manas? By Tztaki, you have the problem of bracha latola. If he doesn't accept it, it'll be a bracha latola. But by Shalach Manas, I'm yotze anyway, it'll feed the Roma. What's the pshat? So Rav Shimer Zatzal writes in the Sefer, in the Mishmeres Chaim, from the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach, why is there no bracha on bittul chametz? There's a bracha on bedikas chametz, but not on bittul. If you remember, we do bracha on bedikas, we don't do a bracha on bittul. Because bittul, the Beis Yosef's done, is in our mind. It's b'machshava. Okay, we might articulate koch amira, but it's really b'machshava, the Gemara says. Something that has no tangibility, a davar shein lo mamish, there is no bracha. Bedik is an action. I could say a bracha on an action. But something that's done through my mind, there is no bracha. If you say like Rav Shlomo Akabetz, the purpose of Shalach Manas is to foster a relationship. That's esoteric. That's not tangible. I can't say a bracha on that. That's why there's no bracha. So we're giving two answers why there is no bracha on the Shalach Manas. Okay, weiter. Let's give a few more nachgeminis, and then we'll close. Fascinating Shaila comes up. Let's say in Adam Choshev. The Gemara has a case in Kedushin. You know, Chassan usually gives the Kala the ring. The Gemara has a case where the Kala gives something to Chassan, and she's so happy that this Adam Choshev, this important man, has accepted her gift, that he gives her Hana back, pleasure back, esoteric pleasure. And with that, he can Mekadosh her. That's the case of Adam Choshev. Fascinating Gemara. And Zion of Adalat and Kedushin. So the Bir Halacha discusses, the Gedol Achronim, have here I photocopy, what happens if you give Shalach Manas to someone who's an Adam Choshev? The Adam Chashev, Lamaisa, hasn't given a thing all of Purim. I gave Shalach Manas to the Adam Chashev, I'm Yotze. Is it possible to say the Adam Chashev also is Yotze? Because the fact that he accepted my Shalach Manas, he gave me a lot of benefit. He gave me a lot of benefit. So the Achronim argue on that, so let's plug it in. If you hold like the Manos Halevi is to create fostering peace, well, he did that by accepting it, so maybe he'd be Yotze without actually giving me something. But if you hold like the Chumash Adesh, that Adam Choshev did not actually physically give anyone food to facilitate food for the Suda, you would not be Yotze. So that would be a very excellent Nafka Min as well. Also, let's say right before Shkia at Purim, you gave raw meat to someone. Expensive meat, but it was raw. He didn't have enough time to eat it for the Suda. According to Chumash Adesh, you would not be Yotze. But Lafi the Manos Halevi, this was expensive meat, beautiful. I'm very appreciative. I would definitely be Yotze. In fact, the Bir Hetev and the Shari Tshuva discuss, let's say I'm about to offer Shalach Manas and it falls on my hand. Falls onto the ground, it gets dirty and gets spoiled. I did it by accident, but it was so nice, so expensive. If it's to be Marba Shalom and Lachavir, I did my job, I'm Yotze. But if he's not going to be able to eat the stuff because it's dirty now, according to Chumash Adesh, I wouldn't be Yotze. Moreover, let's say I knew someone that I gave to had a special diet, and I gave him food which he could not eat for the Suda. According to Chumash Adesh, he would not be Yotze. But if you hold like Shlomo Akavetz, I would be Yotze. How am I supposed to know what his diet is? I definitely would be yotze. The truth is, if you analyze it really further, these two reasons, and break it down even further in lumdus, one of the reasons focuses on the giver, and the other reason focuses more on the recipient. When you talk about Nimar B'Sholem Beinam L'Chaveiro, you're focusing on the giver, the one who's supposed to foster the relationship. Giving food to facilitate the Suda, you're focusing more on the recipient. So there's a big shiloh of Siv Pesach Frank discusses, Tzatzal. If a Yid in Tel Aviv, who celebrates Purim on the 14th like us, sends to his friend in Yerushalayim on the 15th, and in Yerushalayim they celebrate Purim on the 15th, a walled city from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. He sent it on his Purim, and it ends up getting there the next day on the recipient's Purim. Would you be Yotza? So that's where he pilples. But a Nafkemina would be exactly the Shiloh. If it's to facilitate food for a Suda, I did that for a fellow Yid on his Purim. Albeit being after my Purim when he got it, but I did send it to a Yid on his Purim on the 15th. But if it's to foster peace, well, I end up fostering peace when he gets it, but it's already after my Purim. So I would not be Yotze. That's also a very beautiful nafkamina. So the truth of the matter is we have to try to be machmir for all these different different cases to see to it that we fulfill it in the best way possible. It's interesting, if you take a look at number 12, the last Mara Mokom here, the Gemara in Ervin discusses the following shaila, and to introduce it, do you know what it says in the pasuk? Mishloach manos ish l're'eu. Umishloach manos ish l're'eu. Exactly. Ideally, and this is the question, three shittas in Gedol Achronim. Ideally, according to many Achronim, you should give it ideally through a shliach. You should not give it yourself. In fact, the Stechemek quotes a Sefer Yafal Alev says, if you give it yourself, you're not Yaitze. It's a Shitas Yechidah. We don't normally accept that. There's one Shita that says, if you give it yourself, you're not Yaitze. You have to give it to a Shliach. There's another Shita that says that it's better to give it yourself, Mitzvah Bo Yosem Bishlucho, and better you give it yourself. The other polar of the first Shita, better you give it yourself, and the Shliach, you also Yaitze. And then there's a third sheet that says you're equal. Either the shliach or you are on the same level. Okay. We normally try to at least give it to one person through a shliach to be yaitse that sheet. Umishloach manos yishlureo. Yeah, go ahead.
You're saying the guy in Tel Aviv sends it, he's fostering peace on the other guy's Purim, the 15th, not on his. But doesn't fostering peace mean from then on throughout the year or just that day?
It should be that day. You should fulfill it on that day. Through giving it, correct. Well said. Yes. Okay. So what's interesting is this Gemara in Erevin now. Amar of Yechiel, Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlikusa. You appoint a Shliach, you can assume you did it. Amar of Nachim Dishol, Torah in Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlikusa. On topics that are the Araisa, the Ein Shliach Osa Shliach. Bishol Sofrim, Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlikusa. Mid Rabbanon, we say Shliach Osa Shlikusa. Rav Sheshes Amar Echad Zev Echad Zev Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlikusa. Rav Sheshes argues. There's a big shiloh thesis there. Who do we paskin like? The bottom line is we paskin on matters that are d'oraisa. We assume, you cannot assume the shliach did the job. You got to call him on the phone and ask him, did you do your job? On matters that are d'rabbanan, you can rely that he did the job. Now, if you hold that mitzvahs of Purim are considered to be a level of d'oraisa, divrei kabbalah ke divrei torah dam, and we give shalach maris through a shliach, does anyone have a minute to call up the shliach and say, did you do your job? No one does that. Rav Scheinberg says, I'll frek the cash on his safer. Why doesn't anyone have that minute? Why don't we have that minute? We should have that minute. So he answers the following. There's only one mission in Shas. He doesn't say this, but we're mocked in it. There's only one mission in Shas. Rav Shmuel Nachum, our Rebbe, you remember Rav Shmuel Nachum? There's only one mission in Shas that says the phrase Shluchu Shalom Kamoso. It says in Gemara a lot of places, but only one Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? In Brachas. I think Daf Lamed Daled, that if you have Shlich Tzibur that's good, it's a Simen Tov L'Shochav, to a Tzibur. If he does a bad job, it's Simon Ra, God forbid. And it says, Shluchu Shalom Kamosel. The chiddush of agency in the Torah is that you can mekadesh a woman with kesef and shtar. Kesef and shtar you can do through a shliach, of course. Not be, of course, and it's shibaguf. But kesef and shtar you can do through a shliach. You have a chiddush that you're able to mekadesh a woman through a shliach, but the starting point is you. You're the chosim. The Torah is mekadesh that an agent is like you. What's the starting point? The starting point is the chosim. The Torah is mekadesh, the shliach is like you. Says Rav Shaimer Zatzal, when it comes to Shalach Manos, who's the starting point? The Shaliach. Mishloach Manos Yishlareyu. Mishloach Manos Yishlareyu. It should start through a shliach. Ideally, you should do it through a shliach. The more guys involved, the better. You know, in social, in Western civilization, I don't know if you ever heard the phrase, two's fine, three's a crowd. You know? We don't believe that in Halacha. Shalach Manos certainly shows that. We want more people involved, the better. We don't mind that we have a third party involved. Foster more relationships. Why not? Get more people involved to do nice things. But the starting point is the shliach. You could give it yourself according to most Kronen, except for that Sefer Yafel Aleich. What is that an indicator of? Rav Shaimer Zatzal says that it's not regulated by the regular dinim of shlichus and kol Torah kulu. Shalach Manos is a box. It is special. Because it starts with the shliach. Everywhere else, the starting point is the baal. And the shliach could be like you. Shalach Manos, the shliach is the starting point. That's an indicator, it's a flag that it's different. The neila, even though it might have a status of diraisa, we assume chazaka shlichos or shlichuso. You don't have to call on the phone. Because this Gemara in Erevin is by regular shlichus and kolot harakula. Shalach Manos is different. Based on this, we wanted to suggest that you could appoint a non-Jew to be a shliach, or maybe even a katan. In general, shlichus, a goy and a katan are possible shlichus. But for Shalach Manos, as long as you see to it that it's delivered, it would be enough. So I want to wish everyone a happy Purim and a joyful Purim, a good, meaningful fast of Tainis Esther, because of Tainis Esther, Tainis of Simcha, and also fulfill Shalach Manos with all its chumras, that we should only have Shalom and no machlokes in Klal Yisroel. Okay. Have a good day and a good Chodesh.